on the far islet I had seen in the sunset. There were tales of dancing lights in the dark of the moon, and of chill winds when the night was warm, of wraiths in white hovering over the waters, and of an imagined city of stone deep down below the swampy surface. But foremost among the weird fancies, and alone in its absolute unanimity, was that of the curse awaiting him who should dare to touch or drain the vast reddish morass. There were secrets, said the peasants, which must not be uncovered, secrets that had lain hidden since the plague came to the children of Partholin in the fabulous years beyond history. In the Book of Invaders, it is told that these sons of the Greeks were all buried at Tala, that old men in Kildare said that one city was overlooked save by its patron moon goddess, so that only the wooded hills buried it when the men of Nemed swept down from Scythia in their 30 ships. Such were the idle tales which had made the villagers leave Kildare. And when I heard them, I did not wonder that Denis Barry had refused to listen. He had, however, a great interest in antiquities, and proposed to explore the bog thoroughly when it was drained.